launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing with your calls about what you want. It's Matt in South Carolina listening to WSC FM. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you doing, guys?
Super.
To your show, you definitely doing out there good. I was calling in regards to the sexting call you guys had earlier.
Sexting, yes. The teens that are taking pictures of themselves in either nude or semi-nude positions and texting them to one another. It's apparently creating quite a brouhaha. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I was hopefully thinking that you guys weren't for that. I don't know.
For what? For sexting?
Yes.
Well, I'm not against it. I think that teenagers should not be charged with sex crimes for taking nude pictures of themselves. Do you think that should be the case?
I don't think they should be charged with crimes, but as far as, like, schools, I was listening to your last call, and I definitely agree with you guys when you were talking about the taxes and say, all right, I want my kid to go to this school, and it would make, you know, like, I can choose where my money's going.
Absolutely.
This school, right, I agree with that, and it goes to regards, like, I'm kind of half drawn with you guys on should the school be coming in and taking their phones? No, because in this day and age, what I want my daughter when she grows up to have her phone on her so we can get in touch, you know, I would want that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want, and not to say that, you know, teenagers or young adults, they have to face what's in the real world and make decisions on what I've taught her or what my wife has taught her.
And if you have a free market in education, you get to have those choices. And if those choices aren't available in the marketplace, then you could start your own school and you could have the rules that you wanted to. So, for instance, I might want a school that will allow my son or daughter to have a cell phone, but will disallow them from using it while they're in class. You know, I don't want them sitting in the back of the class yakking it up on their phone when they're supposed to be paying attention, obviously. And I think most parents would probably come, I think you would probably at least agree with me on that, don't you think?
Oh, I would definitely agree with it. I think the problem where we run into about allowing, saying it's okay for our teens to do this, is that say that I'm a grown man and I'm at work. I'm actually in the military. I'm at work, and they said,
sorry about that.
They tell me to give the phone over, and I have images on my phone of naked women or something like that. I could get in trouble for that. Or say I had naked kids on there, like, because I'm sure, like, if they have it on their phones, what's next? They're going to have it on the internet, and who knows who's on the internet? Like, that's my scary, that's what I'm thinking.
So, if what I'm hearing you say, Matt, is that you're concerned for the welfare of young people because you believe that them taking pictures of themselves in nude, compromising positions could somehow endanger them on the internet?
I believe so. I believe that it also can lead to, I mean, you see child pornographers getting arrested and stuff like that. How do they get to that point saying, ooh, I'm going to look at kids?
Well, now you've
well, I imagine it's a nature versus nurture argument there, whether or not they were born twisted and perverted or they ended up that way.
Right.
You know, there's some people that will make the argument that because these guys can't, don't get sex the same way that, you know, your average guy does, that it drives them a little nuts. So one might make the argument that, in fact, that because prostitution is illegal, that these guys have been driven insane, at least some of them.
But some of them would also argue that they always were attracted to very young people. But you're opening a very big box here, and I don't know if it's Pandora's box, but it's a big one, because
right.
the term child pornography is much wider cutting than it should be.
Right.
Child pornography, when you hear the stories in the news about child pornography, they can mean several things. They can actually mean a child, meaning someone, in my opinion, who is pre-puberty, who is being molested on video camera, being sexualized in a way that is inappropriate and unwanted on video camera, whereas it can also mean, and I think that should be the definition of child pornography, it can also mean a couple of parents who took a picture of their three-year-old in the bathtub, took it to, you know, the photo developer. This just happened just a couple weeks ago.
It happens all the time. There's always some cop arresting somebody, actually a police department arresting somebody for taking naked pictures of their kid.
So there's that, and then there's the other side of the spectrum where it's teenagers that are taking pictures of themselves or engaging in some sort of consensual sexual acts on video or film that is also being called child pornography.
And they're arresting the kids for child porn of themselves. Now, which is crazy. Not to mention, to throw in there, that they've arrested people for Bart Simpson porn.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Just drawings.
So what do you think? I mean, do you agree with me that not all three of those things are child porn? That it's only actual children being molested on camera that are child porn?
I would say whose eyes are going upon it. I would say if I have a picture of my newborn daughter, like she was just delivered, and I have a picture of that, and I go get it developed, I say I'm saving that for memories. I'm saying that if someone is searching out for the internet looking for, and I don't know exactly how, the law or whatever it states, but if he's looking out for little girls and boys that are just naked and then get off on that, would be wrong.
Here you go again. Now, the fact is, we've had people call in that claim to be pedophiles, and they say if they can't find pictures like you're talking about, and by the way, I've got a young son. My wife likes the idea of taking pictures of him in the bathtub. I go through and erase every one of them. The fact is, there's some sick man out there with a badge on that will try to arrest me for this crap. Some sick person that will use these laws against me and my family. That's the sick part of this.
Well,
and in fact, if somebody goes online and looks at naked pictures of kids and gets off on it, it's happening in their mind. Those kids were not exploited.
What I'm hearing you say, Matt, is that you're concerned that not with the parents taking pictures of their newborns or their 1 or 2 or 3 year olds in the bathtub, you're concerned with the person who might somehow get their hands on that, like a pervy uncle or something like that who's sick and twisted and interested in that sort of thing. But should that be criminal? Should it be criminal for the pervy uncle to just imagine those things?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I guess you can argue that he wouldn't be a criminal until he acted out upon those.
That would be my argument.
There has to be a victim in order for there to be a crime.
Right, a thought crime. Thought crimes are a very disturbing area to go down.
That same pervert can look at the Sears catalog, or he can go to the mall.
Absolutely right.
But I can definitely tell you this, guys. If that person does not, you talked about counseling before, should the government step in and say, oh, you're messed up and twisted, you're going to counseling, and next time I see this, you're going, I don't know, you're put on this list, you're getting arrested. No, I don't, But I think there is a very fine line in our society. If people have that attitude as far as, they have a sick, twisted mind like that and they don't receive help, I think it's a matter of time.
They don't get help anyway, though, Matt.
We've had
sex offenders since we've had a country, and we still don't have sex offender counseling. I was in prison in Florida for 9 years. I can tell you, they just put these perverts out in population, and honestly, they hope that they get beaten to death. That's what they're hoping for. They're not counseling anyone. The government doesn't know how to counsel anyone on sex offenses, and I'm not sure. I would say that if you did have that problem, that a psychologist or psychiatrist would be the best way to go. I don't know if they can cure those things. I have no idea. Yeah. But I can tell you the government simply cannot.
Let me rewind quickly back to the issue of teenagers and them taking photos of themselves. Let's come to the conclusion here that they're going to do it, whether you want them to or not, right, Matt? I mean, they're going to do it because they're horny. They're kids.
I would say yes. I mean, I would say 99% of them would. I would hope that the teachings, it got me riled up because I thought about my little 8-month daughter growing up and saying, no, she would never do that. But
it's yeah,
the reality, like, that, you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Yep. She's going to say she won't do it, but then when she's got her boyfriend who wants her to, she'll probably give in and do something like that. And if it does happen, thank you for the call, Sarah. We're out of time for you, but we got to move on. More coming up here. If she does do it, it's not the end of the world. It's just another nudie pic on the internet.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries 3 amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's free, of course. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Millionaire Patriot says it's time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any of the boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. You can secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapons permit that you get as a result, and you get a free handgun with the course. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com.
We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Actually, it's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. We'll go with you then, sir.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to talk about health care as a right.
Okay, go for it.
Because, obviously, health care is a service. It's in the service industry. And I think people need to realize that there is no such thing as a service that's a right, no more than you can get your car serviced for free. You certainly shouldn't be able to get health care for free. And I've mentioned in the past that we are in that industry. And
yes,
if somebody wants their car fixed for free, they would then have to get somebody who is a provider of that service to provide it for free. That's what it boils down to.
And I've never met a car technician who would be willing to work for less than, you know, usually about $60 an hour.
Right. And since we're in the healthcare industry, we provide the best service in this area, I believe. I don't believe that that we're providing a substandard service, because a great deal of the doctors and the health staff are patients of my wife. So I think that stands as a pretty good indicator that we're providing good service. Now, we're providing good service because we care about the business. We wind up working late hours. We wind up working on weekends. We wind up working, getting up at 5:30 in the morning sometimes. In fact, my wife gets up at 5:30 in the morning almost every day.
But Gene, it's my understanding your wife is a doctor. If I decide that I want a right to, I have a right to health care, I demand that she show up to work, and so I can come in and get my health care for free. What's your wife going to do?
Well, of course, eventually, if you force too much charity, so to speak, out of people, they eventually decide that their hard work is not paying off, and they quit providing hard work. And this is what you see when you have a socialized program, is the doctors don't bother to provide a good service anymore.
In fact, you have a tough time getting the best doctors because they're not going to be compensated commensurate with their value in the marketplace, because there'll be no way to measure that because the government will be running the system. So all of the prices, the amounts that the doctors get paid, is completely arbitrarily set by a bunch of government bureaucrats instead of the marketplace between buyers and sellers coming to an agreement. That'll all be out the window.
I would like to point out that the regulations now that are put on healthcare providers already force providers in most industry, in most of the specialties, to provide free care out of their own pocket. In other words, they have what's called a call system, and if you have privileges at a hospital, and some doctors don't have privileges at a hospital, but if you have privileges at a hospital, you're put on a call schedule. And when you're on call for that 24 hours, whatever patient comes in that needs services for your specialty, you are bound to see them. And if they have insurance or if they have the means to pay you, you will get paid. If they don't have insurance and don't have the means to pay you, you will not get paid.
Hmm.
And so basically you provide free services out of a threat of force, basically. In other words, if you don't see them, they will remove your ability to practice medicine.
Yeah, sure.
So, wow.
But you know, what it still incentivizes a doctor to do is provide superior service to somebody who, you know, gives the right information, you know, their insurance and all that other stuff, and it incentivizes them to provide inferior service to those that don't. And I think it's sad, because those doctors are being threatened. And they may or may not choose to provide good service, but I can tell you that under that circumstance, I would probably not feel necessarily like I want to provide the best service because of the threat.
What about under the circumstances? I remember we had a doctor call us about this before, where he was telling us that he has a free day, where he's essentially promoting that if you can't afford healthcare services, you come in on this one day, and he and other doctors get together and they do this because, hey, doctors actually care about people. They get together and they offer a free day where people can come in and they can get taken care of on the house.
And we can do it without all the violence and threats.
And when they're doing it on their own, then they do have an interest in helping because they aren't being threatened. They aren't being coerced. They're doing it from their own goodness of their own hearts. And so, of course, they're going to be motivated to help in those particular cases. Does your wife do any voluntary charitable things?
Basically, the charitable things are when she gets a patient who is not insured, and that does happen on a more and more frequent basis. But the idea that doctors will help out and provide care on their own free will is obviously been the case since the beginning of medicine, because if you look at the Hippocratic Oath that all doctors take, and when my wife graduated, she took that Hippocratic Oath, it's basically about helping people, and most doctors, and they're not all like that, but most doctors get into the field in order to help people.
Absolutely.
So obviously, this has always been a part of medicine, is helping the community.
And they should be rewarded for helping people, and that's why having a free market in healthcare allows doctors to be paid exactly what they're worth, whereas the government system pays them all equally, regardless of how good or how bad they are, and it's just so frightening that things are going down that road. Thanks, Gene, for the call. Always appreciate it. 800-259-9231, because it's going to drive the best doctors out. Gene's wife is a doctor, and as he was saying, the doctors go to her in his area. And he has said that they're going to leave the business if this government healthcare system comes down the pike.
They're going to leave the country.
But that's true, too. But they're certainly going to leave the healthcare industry, at least in our country. They're not the only ones. Other doctors are going to decide, you know, early retirement, looking pretty good now.
Sure.
Don't want to deal with this crap. And then who's going
to
get in?
They got in the business to help heal people. They didn't get in the business to be a government bureaucrat.
Fill out paperwork and bow down. It's bad enough as it is now. They know it's going to get worse, and they've got their contingency plans. Just wait. You'll see them dropping out and going playing golf rather than deal with the government nastiness.
Yep. I mean, you can just look at what the difference is, you know, between the guy who mows lawns in your neighborhood and the guy who works for the park services, sleeping in the you know, under a pavilion in the park. The fact is, you know, the government disincentivizes people from doing good jobs.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for your call about what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
SpyVille.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. SpyVille.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. SpyVille.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at SpyVille.com. That's SpyVille.com. Who do you want to spy on today? SpyVille.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something brand new to announce about the show. In fact, just announced something brand new moments before the show started tonight. It's the Free Talk Live Soapbox. We're calling the Soapbox because I just need something more to do with my time during the day, I guess.
Apparently.
I came up with the idea of having essentially a voicemail line, and certainly wasn't my idea. I borrowed it from somebody else.
That's how radio works.
Yeah. But I decided to implement it on this show, and I've been meaning to do it for a while. Finally got around to it. So what we're going to do is we've set up the Free Talk Live soapbox, and I'm calling it that because, well, it's like a real soapbox. If you get up on a soapbox standing on a street corner, some people are just going to walk by and ignore you. And some people might actually stop and listen to what you have to say. Similarly, if you call the Free Talk Live soapbox, you might be listened to, you might not. In that, we might use your voicemail on the air, or we might not. So it's open for you. It's 603-722-0AMP. That's 603-722-0267. And I'm going to try to make a point of just kind of giving that out at the end of the show. That way people who are listening maybe via podcast or listening on a delay broadcast basis and aren't hearing us live will have a chance to respond if they can't call in. For whatever reason, if you can't call in live, this will be sort of an alternative option for you. We'll see how it goes. We were doing a beta test on it last week where our Free Talk Live amplifiers were given the number, and none of them used it. So I figured, okay, it's been a week. Nobody wanted to use it as an amp. Let's just open it up to everybody and see what happens. So we'll give you that number again over time. It's on our website at the top of the page of freetalklive.com, right under the regular live call-in number. The soapbox number is listed. So we'll see how it works. Maybe it'll crash and burn. Maybe we'll get some great calls.
Maybe we'll get some witty, insightful, or funny stuff.
We will see.
You can call this number right now to get a free week of Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin and antioxidant. This is state of the art of vitamin antioxidant technology. And you can try it out for 1 week for free by calling this telephone number, 800-219-8874. So all you have to do is pay for the small charge for shipping and handling. It's 800-219-8874.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. And by the way, if you want to get those updates, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. You'll be kept in the loop about our show. We go to Harry, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee, Florida. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, I like your show. I like your format. I don't agree with a whole lot of what you got to say, but I really do like the way that y'all deal with things. And
Thank you, sir.
At least give people a chance to voice your opinions, unlike a lot of the talk radio that can phone
in. Indeed. So what is your thought? What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
One thing, I think y'all are a little misinformed on a couple of things. And one is like the thing with the hospital. So I think you stated that the federal government requires that somebody be treated when they go to the hospital. That's actually not the case. What it is they're either going to treat people or they're not going to receive the funding they get from the federal government. There's no law that says they got to treat anybody. What it says is if you're going to accept the money that would.
I'll take your word for that. I believe that's probably true with the federal government. I think there may be state government laws in different places that do mandate such things, but I don't work in a hospital, so I can't say for sure.
Yep. No one's ever corrected us on that in 6 years, so it makes me suspect, but.
Oh, we lost him apparently, but it was not us. We did not drop your call. If it was an accidental disconnect, you're welcome to call us back. Harry,
if you can get in time.
Right. Normally, we only allow one call per night, but if it's a screw-up with a cell phone or something, you're certainly welcome to call back in. So we apologize about whatever happened there. 800-259-9231. Certainly didn't want to drop that call because it was getting interesting. Let's continue, though, with Jake in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Jake, what's on your mind tonight?
How you doing? You there?
Just super, Jake. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment in regards to the gentleman who called about his wife was a physician.
Yes, sir.
And he was talking about getting paid for services rendered.
Mm-hmm.
There is another aspect I would like to just sound off about. I can't speak in generalization, so I'll speak about myself, my own personal experience. Now, assuming that gentleman's reason about getting paid for a service, when you pay for a medical service, they should be able to find an answer for it or continue to do research until they find out what the problem is because you paid for it. Like the automotive industry, the gentleman says, well, you pay for it, your car should get fixed. If it doesn't get fixed, you bring it back till they fix it. Well, in my particular case, I used to have some serious health problems in my 20s. Paid thousands of dollars with my insurance involved still, so paid thousands of dollars, yet they didn't find out what was wrong.
Mm.
If that's the case, I paid for a service, I didn't get any answers. So I think they should continue to do research until they found the problem. But it didn't happen.
It's not a bad idea, and there's certainly a possibility that you could find a provider that will make some sort of guarantee. I'd like to give you the example of LASIK surgery. There are certain providers that will give you guarantees on not only the best price, but also satisfaction guarantees and things like that.
And that's an area that's completely unregulated by the government. So therefore, it gives you a good example of what a free market in medicine might look like.
But at the same time, I can also understand that doctors are humans. They can make mistakes. They they don't know everything about what's going on with the body. They're fallible. And so when you go into a doctor, maybe it should be made clear, if it hasn't already, that, hey, you're paying us to diagnose you. There's a chance we're not going to know what's going on with you, in which case it would be up to the doctor to either have a refund policy or not. And I'm not saying that all doctors operate in the same way. Maybe there are doctors out there with such a policy, but I doubt it.
What we currently have today is a very, very messed up system, and largely, in my opinion, due to government regulation. And the fact is, I've experienced just the same sort of thing. Most of the people in the hospital don't – they're so – are removed from the pricing of what they're doing. They have no idea. They're just test taker, order takers. They don't even know. So when my wife had her had the child, you know, these people, they didn't even know how to give good service. I was paying in cash. They're just used to people who are paying with insurance, and they do whatever they say. I asked questions. They couldn't answer them because they didn't know. They can't provide a service any longer.
Jake, I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you. It happened in my particular case. This neurologist I was seeing, you know, I asked a lot of questions, did research on my own. I was working as a co-op in a company that worked in diabetes. I said, well, I suggest you should do this particular type of test. He refused to do it, so I went through the people that I work with. They ran it, took it back to him. I said, look, it's pretty bad when your patient has to suggest things you should run to eliminate that, you know, that possibility.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is pretty bad.
So, I mean, I'm paying for a service. I didn't get the answers, but yet I should still go back and say, look, I paid you for this service. You got paid for this. Let's find out what the problem is. And this gentleman was talking about being paid for service in the automotive industry. Well, you know, if your car is broke, you take it to them. They're supposed to fix it. If they didn't fix it to your satisfaction, you take it back.
I'm with you.
You've got a great point. I think you're absolutely spot on, and I would love to hear about a doctor that offers some sort of policy like that. I've never heard of it personally. Maybe it does exist. I understand certainly where you're coming from, and I would love to see some doctor say, come on down to Dr. Steve, and I'll give you a full refund.
And the only way you're going to get that is with competition, and we don't have anything like competition in the medical industry right now.
It's too restricted.
Now.
It's too difficult to become a doctor.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. What I would have liked to more respect for the physician, Pete, would have said more respect for him if he had said, listen, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm going to refer you to somebody. Maybe somebody else can help instead of ordering, certain tests that are unnecessary.
Yep.
Just telling me, it's idiopathic, and I spend thousands of dollars, and he tells me nothing's wrong with me, and I was having some serious health issues at the time.
I totally see where you're coming from. I think it's completely reasonable what you're saying, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And you're right, too, Mark, that if we had a free market in health care, it would be more likely that some doctor who really believed he had it, who really thought he had it together and was sure that he knows what he's doing when it comes to patients, he could put an offer like that out there, like, come on down to Dr. Steve's. We'll give you a full refund if we can't figure out what's wrong with you.
I would love to see something like that. Doctors would figure all different ways to compete. Some of them would have animated cartoon characters on the side of the road, waving at people as they go by. You know, they'd be offering 2-for-1 specials on Saturday.
The refund offer might work too, because I mean, if you really are good at what you're doing and you can figure out what 90% of the problems are, if you got to give 10%. Refunds, if that gets a bunch of more people through your door, success. More on the way, you take control even in the remaining moments at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call, but I'm probably not going to give your phone the phone number at this point because the phones are kind of loaded. It is Free Talk Live. Brought to you by audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you go to that website, you'll get yourself a free audiobook. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. In fact, they have over 60,000 titles from which to choose in every genre. Audible has it covered. So get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue taking your calls, we'll go to Jeremy in Rhode Island on the amp line. Jeremy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, there are actually two things now. I want to get to something about the people, about the military.
If you can do both quickly, you should do that. Otherwise, pick one of two.
Okay. Well, about the doctor's thing, it's amazing how much the government gets in the way of doctors. When my grandfather was dying of cancer, he had prostate cancer, and it was lung cancer, and it spread everywhere in his body. It spread into his back, and little tumors actually broke up in between the individual backbones, and it was very painful. And he was in a lot of pain. He was just trying to get more pain medicine. And, you know, and here's a 74-year-old guy trying to get more pain medicine because he's in a lot of pain. And the doctor doesn't want to give him more because it puts him at risk of being investigated by the DEA.
By the DEA, yep. And who wants to deal with the DEA?
Well, if the more pain medication you prescribe, the more likely you are to then have to answer, maybe not the DEA, but like the state.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, well, it says here that you gave, you know, a quarter of your patients morphine. Well, yeah, no kidding. I work in an oncology unit. But
Right.
He's basically disincentivized from giving the proper treatment.
Oh, that's sad.
And my grandfather's up. Yeah, it was just.
It is sad.
And the other thing I wanted to get to quickly is.
Hey, it's all right. We need to have a war on drugs. There's people out there getting high.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what all this is in the name of, right? That's what this is in the name of, is the idea that people shouldn't be able to get high. And so as a result of this war against people having recreational drug use, people like your dad have been prevented from getting the pain relief they need.
Grandfather.
Your grandfather. He's not the only one, though. Let me tell you, there are other people that are in the same situation.
It's basically like a numbers thing, you know, the more, like, yeah, he could back it up if, you know, but you have to fax the records over and you have to do this, that, and the other thing to defend yourself. And it's just a big waste of their time.
He could lose his license.
To worry about.
He could lose his license. He could go to jail.
Well, no, he's not going to lose his license for that. But the thing is, it's like it raises the risk that the government's going to waste my time. So I'd rather see your family member in their last.
You're telling me DEA can't pull his. Jeremy, you're telling me the DEA can't pull his license?
Well, they can do it, but they wouldn't do it for like prescribing it to someone who's terminal and in pain.
No, they just waste the heck out of his time. And if he decides he doesn't want to have his time wasted and he's not going to send whatever paperwork it is that they request, then they might go ahead and do it.
All right. So what's the other thing? Quick.
Okay. The other thing is. A friend of mine, his roommate just came back from boot camp, and he said that the people who get promoted are basically the most sadistic, the most type A, just gung-ho, want-to-go-kill-people kind of people. People that have no moral dilemma with just killing people, and they don't care why.
It's the military.
Yeah.
It's their job.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue and go to Nick in Massachusetts. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Nick, you are on the air.
Hi. I wanted to comment on workers owning the means of production. Can you guys understand me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good, because I have a cold. So I wanted to discuss that. I think the guy before who was talking about the workers owning the means of production is sort of, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but he's sort of taking this idea that workers should overtake the factories and they should seize it through force and theft and stuff isn't the right
way. Well, when we pointed out that what he was talking about inevitably would mean violence, he backed away from that.
But he did admit that that's what it was.
Well, no, he just said he didn't want violence.
He did say that too.
Oh, okay.
So he made that clear. He wants the workers to... No. What he wants is he wants everybody to come to the conclusion all on their own that the workers should own everything, and then you know, the capitalists that own the companies will just cede their factories over it. That he wants some sort of utopian, non-violent, peaceful solution, when, of course, the reality of socialism is it always ends in, you know, it's always a violent system because it's a government.
Okay. I would dispute some of your claims right there. I tend to like both anarcho-socialism and anarcho-capitalism, although I think both of them have their flaws.
There's not anarcho-socialism. There is no such thing as anarcho-socialism.
You have to have a government to have socialism.
It's like saying purple-blue. There's one thing and then there's another. There's socialism is the ruling elite owning the means of production and everybody else doing what the heck they say dying. Okay.
Joseph Proudhon was the theist, is what you're telling me.
Right. I'm sorry. Proudhon was a very conflicted man who wrote a bunch of very conflicted stuff. How can you say that property is theft and then advocate that people
Okay. So I know what you're saying here because I've heard this a lot from both sides. When he said property is theft, he was talking about government property is theft. Personal property is fine. That's what most.
There's either anarchy and there's nothing else, okay? Because you can say that the world would align in certain ways, but if there's no government, then whatever happens, happens. That's it. There's not anarcho-socialism, there's not anarcho-communism, there's not anarcho-capitalism, there's anarchy. And whatever happens, happens.
Nick, thanks for the call. Call us next week. We can get into the finer points at that point. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hi, Frank in Ohio, and so much for communism. You remember Putin over there in Russia took down that oil magnate real quick, and that was personal property. And they just threw him in the Skylog and took all his wealth. So
I don't know anything about the story.
It's the government takeover of industry.
No,
anyhow, what you have is corrupt and incompetent management, government regulations, greed, lies, hypocrisy, and fear, and that corrupt government, that inept, corrupt mismanagement of government regulation is controlled by the drug companies, the lawyers, the insurance companies, and the corporate medical bureaucracy, see?
Government leads to corruption because its power, its institutionalized coercion and force, it's a violent monopoly over people, and whenever you give anybody the keys to power, it's inevitable that they will become corrupted. It's, you know, Lord Acton's famous quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and I thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. Now we'll sneak in Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, howdy.
Hey.
Hey, I think the attack on the medical problem is wrong. They should do it with free-spirited capitalism. I say doctors aren't nothing without their technology, without their MRIs, their X-rays, their scalpels, their operating rooms. That's what the money should be spent on. The problem isn't going to be solved with insurance. We should make it cheaper for people that want to be doctors, cheaper for people that want to be nurses, people that want to be laboratory people. But these they should start making schools that educate these people cheap so that they could do what they want to do.
They could do those things, but the AMA is standing in the way. The American Medical
Association. That's the way to fix this medical problem. Insurance caused this problem, and insurance will make it even more control and make us more enslaved.
Well,
it ain't doing nothing for the prices. Why does it cost a whole day's wage for a common working man just to go see the doc?
It didn't used to be that way. Mark, you'd showed us some statistics once that compared the prices of having a baby delivered.
$4,000 just to spend the night in the hospital. That's
crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Going to the emergency rooms, they say that's the wrong way to go about it. But people only go to the doctor when they get sliced open, when they have a real bad pain in their stomach and they can't sleep. We need more kind of emergency clinics in neighborhoods, you know, and then start
educating kids
in school for first aid.
Not bad ideas at all, Dave. I thank you for the call tonight. All of those things could be more possible if you'd get the government the hell out of healthcare, as we've been talking about all evening long here, because they're standing in the way. They're teamed up with the insurance companies. They're teamed up with the American Medical Association. These are the establishment organizations that have a serious interest in keeping those things from happening. They don't want more doctors in the system because it's more competition for the existing players. They don't want neighborhood clinics popping up like you're seeing in Walmarts and other places because that's more competition for them. So they try to do everything they can to stop it. And if they didn't have government to go to for that solution, then there'd be a lot more options. We'll see you Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live.